weekdays. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Oh, here we go again. What are we going to say this week, PJ?
Well, I'm all up the wall here. I have a problem, I have a predicament.
Really?
Yes, I need to get a battery for the key of the car because I can't get into it anymore. Mother of God, what was ever wrong with keys? Do you know that way?
Yeah.
This is what I don't understand. Do you know the way we do things to make life easier and they actually make life more difficult?
Is there not an emergency? Like, can you not use a key in case the battery runs
out? No, you can't. How'd you do that?
Because isn't not do those things not when no. You pull it apart, the little key thing comes out.
Well, not I'm after pulling the key apart, and the only thing I came out was a battery.
Oh right.
And then you're driving down the road, and it starts telling me that I have no key and everything. I'm like, don't you be telling me that? I'm looking at the key.
Wow.
And you know, it's one of those things. It was like cordless headphones. The fuck sort of just came up with cordless headphones? You lose one. You can't plug them in properly. There's no wire. You don't know how to, you know, they're all over the place.
Right.
You have to charge them. What was, like, the headphones were working perfect.
How come?
Like a key that goes into a thing. Yeah, you know.
And well, how come you could drive the car? How come you got into the car and drove it and then the car started saying, you haven't got a key?
Well, I'm after asking the key that six times and now you can't answer him. And that's what I never understand about these things.
Wow.
You know, nowadays you just put a key in your pocket. You don't even have to press a button or nothing.
Yeah.
A friend of mine got in his motorbike and he drove off, right? And then he drove off to where he was going. And when he got to where he was going, he stopped the bike. And he realised, I don't have the key. The stupid fucking key is back where it started. It fell out of his pocket. And now he can't take the bike back to the key. And you can't go back and get the key to take it to the bike.
Wow.
And that's a devolvement of efficiency, right?
That is, right.
That's a devolvement of efficiency.
That's crazy.
And that's the same as wireless headphones. A lot of things are supposed to make life easier, and they really, really genuinely make life harder. Like, surely putting a key in a hole was a problem that did not need solving in the first place.
Yeah, it's that thing about, like, I don't know what it is.
You know, you have the key and you lose it in the fucking car, and you can't find it, and you know it's in the car. You know, that ever happened to you?
Mind you, the only thing about it is a spell. I suppose, at least, you know, if you lose a key, right, and you don't have any other key, it's very hard to get a key cut, isn't it? Whereas, can you do...
An invisible key.
If there wasn't
a key that doesn't have a cutting bit in it.
If there wasn't an original key in the first place, and you were using a beeper...
You can't go and buy a beeper, either.
Can you ring up the person... the car company and go give us a beeper.
You can, but they'll say, well, I'll be with you in 16 months.
Yeah, you're right, it is.
Oh, it's very annoying.
It's
really annoying. These things are starting to get to me. This is a very old man's thing today. These things are starting to get to me today. Like, I'm just realising all these things that are just harder and all. You know?
Yeah.
Like bending over.
There's probably, you see, the weird thing about it is there's probably these are just annoyances to us because we were used to a different system.
Well,
nowadays, I'm sure somebody who is of an appropriate age probably thinks the idea of having to have a physical yoke in the lock for it to move is probably mad to them.
But it was easy. Ring cameras are another thing. The doorbell cameras, right? A camera on your door, right? Why do you need a camera to let someone know you're not in? Just don't answer the fucking door when you're not in. It's not going to take very long. They're going to ring the doorbell. Within a minute or two, you're not going to answer.
Yeah.
And they'll know you're not in. So why do you need to see them on the camera? Get your phone alert.
They break in,
ring them and go, could you just... I'm not in. Like, there's no reason for that.
I thought it was all meant to be for burglars and all. Because you know,
burglars don't ring the doorbell. Burglars do not ring the doorbell.
Are you in? Because if you're not in, I'm coming in and I'm going to take your telly.
And even what does that matter? Are you in? No. Well, I'm a burglar. And now you've just told me you're not in.
Yeah.
So now I am going in.
So were they meant to be that you could pretend you were in so you could literally go, I see you. I see you.
How are you? I'm in the kitchen. I'm not coming out.
It's like that doorbell then is obviously the modern day equivalent of what our folks used to do whenever you went away on holiday and just leave the radio on.
Yeah, that was it. So you'd hear people talking. Imagine breaking into a gaff in Finglas, right? And your man's going in and he goes, you're not going to believe it. Gay Bourne lives here.
That was it.
Yeah.
Was it? Leaving the light on.
Leaving the light on.
Leaving
yeah.
the radio on.
The radio
was,
on.
Was supposed to be the way to stop your house getting burgled.
Yeah, yeah. No problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe it. You know who's talking upstairs in the gaff? Gay Bourne is talking to Peter O'Toole.
And it's mad. And then, I'm not joking with you, obviously somewhere in the house, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra are playing the song.
You must have some garden.
Like,
it's unreal, isn't it?
Like, you know, the fact that kind of, you know, the light would be on all through the day as well.
All through the day,
as
yeah.
though nobody would notice yeah. or whatever.
July, because you're on your holidays.
Yeah.
And the burglars there, God, they're... Should I call in?
Their electricity bill must be through the roof.
It's through the roof. Look at that, yeah. And it was always the toilet light. You always leave the toilet light on because you can go, it's the one room in the house you could have on at any time during the day. That was the anti-burglar alert of it, you know.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, so like 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, in the sitting room, chances are it's just been left on. But the toilet, you never know. You also can't see in the windows of most toilets. So that was always the thing. So they were thinking, burglars would be there going, that fella's having a pool now for the last 7 hours. Every night, 7 hours he does.
Because everyone used to be the landing light. And I think the theory behind the landing light was that because it was sort of in the middle of the house, a bit of light would shine into loads of different
all
rooms.
All the different rooms. And it wouldn't cost you the
and
same.
And you wouldn't be sure.
Yeah.
I don't know where that, I'm not sure where that fucking light is on. It's a very dull bulb, but still.
And like, in fairness, what family doesn't hang around on only the landing?
Exactly.
For a whole day.
Exactly.
Or night, you know, yeah.
Listening to the radio.
I know, it's mad. It's mad. I don't get it. I don't get it. We just solve problems that don't need solving. Like, it's a constant thing that we do, like, you know, and then every so often a groundbreaking incredible invention that makes life so much better for everyone comes along, such as the air fryer, you know. I don't know why that made me sneeze.
Wow.
But such as the air fryer that comes along and it's brilliant, you're like, how do we live without it, you know?
Yeah.
And then you think you're into your gadgets and then you do something stupid like buy a Ring camera or you think you're upgrading your car and you get with these stupid keys or you get something on your phone that just bothers the living holy shite out of you, you know.
And a lot of these gadgets as well, have you noticed that the gadgets, whatever, they sort of require you to have other gadgets?
That drives
you
mad.
You get one and then it doesn't really work properly until you get the thing that goes with it and you have to you end up, so if it's, say for example you want one of those, you know, where you can control your lights by just going here Google or here whatever she's called, Siri, what's the thing? What's
both of them? They actually both work, so you're not wrong. You can do them both.
You know,
of them.
Do the lights, and you go, yeah, and they go, oh yeah. Now you have to have the special light switches, like they have to be, you know, for it to connect
for it to
up
work
to them,
and
or the bulbs and all and the whatever. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
What's wrong with just hitting a switch with a stick? Like, it's
with
easier.
A stick.
Yeah, with a stick, it don't stand up. Just hit it with a stick. Or buy a lamp. Buy a fucking lamp. Put it next to you.
Yeah.
You just have to reach across. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. You know, I swear to God, like, you know, putting ice in drinks is like, wow, can you imagine having to freeze your own water and all? Mental. When you can buy a glass that you can charge overnight, and then you press a button on it, and it chills the drinks within half an hour. You know, whereas
I guarantee
ice,
you that
just
exists.
I bet you it does.
I've never heard of it, but I guarantee you that now that you're saying
it's a solution
that,
to a problem that we never had.
Somebody somewhere has invented either that glass, right?
Yeah.
Or they've invented a plug-in coaster that you put your glass on and it keeps your glass cold.
Yeah.
I guarantee it exists out there.
If it works, if that exists, I'm going to eat my own hat. I'm going to eat my own glass if that exists. Well, and everything has to be charged now. You buy a hat, you have to have a charger. You have to have a charger for your hat.
Well,
you have to have a charger.
I tell you something.
You know, your phone has to be attached.
I know you tried to be deliberately sort of mad about it, but it wouldn't surprise me. Because considering you can get those jackets, you have one of those jackets you can plug in, don't you?
I don't, know.
The one of those body warmer things.
No, I don't have one of them,
plug it in and it has a charge and then it stays with you for whatever while you're out.
Imagine
to keep you warm. I bet you just one for a hat.
You have to wear it when you're charging it. Standing in the corner of the room. Your missus, what are you doing? I'm charging my jacket.
Yeah. I'm my phone. I have to wait to do it.
I'm roasting.
Phone.
Is the glass charged up by any chance? I'd love an ice drink. You have to charge absolutely everything.
Now, it has gotten to the stage. We are obsessed. I mean, once upon a time, advancements in whatever technology and stuff, genuinely, you know, it stopped back-breaking work, you know, stuff that was horrendous to do and dangerous to your health and all that.
Yeah.
And that was grand. But now we're just in it for the sake of being in it.
No, it's just consumables now.
It?
That's it. You're literally just consuming
gadgets for gadget's sake. Or
you have to plug in your watch. You have to plug in your earphones. You have to plug in absolutely your phone. You have to plug in all these things. You have to, like, you're literally draining the grid of energy just so you can go for a walk.
Yeah.
You know, You know, you need like it's mad, you know. And then you're like, your chargers don't work. And I have to charge my sunglasses. Can you actually believe that? That's the truth.
Yeah,
I have to charge my sunglasses to wear them properly. You know, because there's like, I thought I'm doing it. Oh, it's brilliant. There's cameras on them and all, and they play music, you know, without putting stuff in your ears. But like, what the? I already have music, you know. I listen to music before you go out. And now I have to charge my sunglasses, because if I don't charge them, I'm walking down the road and they're going boom, 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 boom. Low battery. Boom, 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 boom.
They're low battery. You know, you're nightmare.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Nightmare. And that is true, actually, with that sort of stuff. You do end up, it seems brilliant for whatever period of time.
At the time.
And then you go to use them and realise they aren't charged. So if you wanted to do the thing like listen to the music or whatever, you're going to have to wait an hour for the bloody things to charge to a certain level.
And then,
the goo for the bit of music's gone off.
And you can't go backwards. You can't even plug in the earphones to the phone you have. Your phone just goes, what are you doing, you dinosaur?
Do you reckon, obviously we're moving towards a situation where basically you'll just lie in some vegetative state and experiences will be piped into your head.
I can't wait.
Yeah. You'll lie and somebody will put you on charge.
I can't wait.
Just to keep you going.
You just shove that up his hole and then everything he owns will be charged in 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it'll be.
Just stick that in there. It's just a little socket, and just everything you want will charge, and they never have to move.
I mean, as much as I do like a good old gadget, I have to confess to liking an old gadget, but at least I'm not the sort of, you know, you get those obsessive people. Every time something has the word new on it,
they have to get it.
They have to have
to get it, even though it's exactly the same as the old one.
Yeah.
You know, we knew someone like that who would, like, every time the Apple Watch would come out, they'd get the new one.
Yeah.
Every time the phone, they get a new one, and they're all identical to each other.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, oh, no, this is much better. This one has a 4-bit 2 Touch 9S camera receptor.
That's the thing.
And you're like, you would never know the difference.
Exactly.
You would never know the difference between
that. Like, and the other thing about it is,
I'd be lying about
especially
that.
For cameras on phones, right? Realistically, right? Except when it's something that you want to use for a birthday or a slag or something.
Yeah.
How often do you go through your photographs?
Oh, jeez, never.
And never.
I'm honestly,
exactly.
When the memories come up, I'm always disappointed. You know?
Yeah.
Always.
I mean, you just never do
it. 10 years ago today, I was there, jeez, I put on a few pounds, didn't I?
Like, you have it, you know, just in case.
Just in case, yeah, yeah. It's just in case. It's just compulsion, yeah. Just
it's
compulsion.
Mad.
We're of the age where where I have photos from 25 to 50, and I then have about 16 photographs of the entire other half of my life.
Right, yeah, exactly.
About 16.
Exactly.
And honestly, all my happy memories are from that time.
I agree.
They're not from the documented time.
Yeah.
In fact, all the other ones, mostly, just are disappointments. You're like, oh, geez, remember that? Yeah, we had a big row that day. You know. Or, that was the holiday where we got robbed or all.
Yeah.
You know, you just tend to remember the better stuff with nostalgia when it's just in your head.
Yeah.
But the harsh reality of completely documenting everything reminds you that it wasn't that great after all.
Exactly.
Doesn't it? I think, anyway.
And plus the fact that
this is a cheerful podcast.
No, but you'd find yourself taking photographs of shit that you would never imagine. Like, imagine you had film, right? Imagine you were back in the time where you had to have put film in a camera and everything, right? Who'd be going around taking photographs of their garden when it was dug up or something?
Nobody.
Exactly. Nobody would take it. But now it's like, that's it there, right? And then, you know, I'll have it then. And who'll you show that to? Well, I'm not sure. Just to have it, you know, to see how it progressed.
Imagine.
Really? And you're going to look back on that, are you?
Yeah, yeah, and that's it. Yeah. I remember years ago, years and years, obviously years ago, the 80s, like, I was only a young lad realising what it was all about. And I took my dad's Polaroid camera and I took a picture of myself in the nip, right? Just to see what it looked like from a distance in the nip, right? And I had the photograph, right?
Wow.
And I didn't know what to do with it. I was like, I'm after Stuart, I'm not taking a picture of him. Now I can't put it in the bin,
yeah,
in case my ma sees it.
Yeah, or a Dublin City Council worker.
And it was a big flash. You couldn't even see the half of my body. It was just willy and legs, you know, and a flash. I was like, what am I going to do with that?
Jeez, that'd be viral now.
Yeah, and I was like,
you get an OnlyFans page out of that.
Yeah, I know, tell me about it, yeah. And I didn't know what to do with it, so I put it in the bedroom. I hid it under the mattress and all. And so then me ma was changing the thing. She found me with a picture of me in the nip. And you know what I was in trouble for?
Huh?
Me dad going, do you know how much they are a photograph? That was for the wedding. Yeah. We're going to the wedding. Your ma's sister's coming over from London.
That's true.
And what do you have to do when you have a picture? What's stupid? What a waste of money. Jesus Christ, that could be a wedding picture. It's him standing there in the nip. He's not even there. You can't even see him in it.
And even a wedding or a massive event, you'd have a roll with 24. You might use 12.
Yeah.
At some major life event, a christening.
Exactly. I travelled around the whole world in 1997. The whole world. I took one disposable camera.
I didn't use them all.
There's a tree left in the airport. Take another picture of myself in the nip.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Gary was on having a go with the Nova noise, okay? And he said that if he won it, that the 45 grand would put him on the road to a new house or something.
Yes, he did. Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he'd go for.
I'm assuming that was kind of like, as in, you know, deposit or something or whatever. That's what he meant by it, if he won it.
I would have thought so.
Because the other option, of course, is if you were to believe a little thing that showed up in the papers today, he could have meant that it would start him building one.
I tell you something, this is mad, right?
Now, I don't mean as in, you know, him going to a builder and saying, "Hell yeah, I want to start building a house."
No.
I'm talking about him going to...
So what would I need a builder for?
He's going to Woody's and just buying the bits.
Yeah, sure, I have YouTube on the phone. Like, anyone can build a house if they've YouTube on the phone. Well, maybe not anyone, but I can.
So what is it? What's the quote? What's the amount?
It's a staggering amount. This once again displays the overconfidence of men when they get an idea in their head.
Right.
A staggering 1 in 20 men believe they could build a house themselves.
From scratch.
With just by going to Woody's or Car Builders or whatever then, and just using their phone, the YouTube videos. Be no bother. Sure, it's all there. It's not like it was in the old days. You just look at it, it's all in the video. And you just do your man does it on the video. And then you do what your man does. It's all of that. You just,
everything.
And you just change the dimensions.
So all the bricklaying, all the...
The piping, the electricity,
everything.
Yeah, the foundations and all and everything, yeah.
From YouTube videos.
Yeah, it's all there.
1 in 20 men.
They're all con men, Jim.
Great.
You know, that's all
in line with regulations and, you know,
yeah, no bother.
All that.
Yeah. No bother. Yeah. Just get them to sign off when it's finished. No
Brilliant.
Problem. Isn't that an amazing statistic, right? And it doesn't end there because a fifth of people said they could easily solve a lot of the crimes they read about in the newspapers. Easily, if they had the information.
That's cropped up before.
That's cropped up before. This one hasn't, though. A quarter of men... Studied says, and if I was on the right day now, I could win a pub quiz on my own without a team. Yeah, no problem. You know what I mean? If the categories were sort of suited me now, no problem. Yeah, they'd be all ticks and all doing them quizzes. You know, they'd be all jarred and everything. I'd stay off the jar, and no problem. And then another fifth of men says they could easily navigate their way across the world without a map or digital device. By reading the stars. They just have to, once again, you know, do a bit of study first.
On the phone, reading.
Yeah, they'd read it on the phone now
reading
first, and then they'd head off.
Reading the stars.
Yes. Well, yeah, navigating across the world, yeah.
Brilliant.
Not in the sea now or anything, just wandering around, you know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
I wouldn't even look at the street signs or anything.
Yeah, 10% said they could easily write a best-selling novel. Not just a novel now, a best-selling novel. They just don't have the time. And
oh, my God.
Yeah. It's fantastic. I love it. I absolutely love it. So the overestimation of abilities is twice as likely in men as it is in women. That's what they say.
It doesn't come as a massive shock.
Not hugely.
Yeah.
You don't hear women having these conversations, do you?
Not as much.
Don't hear it. You don't. You know, like when I told you I was sitting in a particular bar one day and two lads were arguing about, saying, one of them says, I could run around the moon in a day. Remember, I see, so I could run around because it's the same distance as Wicklow to Dublin and back.
Right.
So if you trade for it, it's like, you know, it's an, and then the other fella says, well, it's a pointless argument. If you try to run around the moon, you'd float away and all. I mean, you don't hear women having these conversations. Oh. There's something very uniquely.
I bet you they wish they could.
I'm not sure they do. They dream of.
So one was concerned with gravity, the other was concerned with the physical
effort. The distance. It's no problem. Yeah.
Right. You'd need
a spacesuit.
Obviously.
Yeah, and a pair of runners. Because that's what goes with a spacesuit, isn't it? A pair of runners.
Of course it is. It's hard to know which of those statistics is the more...
Is the more bad. I think the house one is the craziest one.
Well, that's what I would have said. I would have thought like that, you know, because there's so many different skills involved in, you know, to making a house actually fit, you know, fit regulations, fit for, you know, purpose and everything. Yeah. So many different trades and skills involved in it.
Oh my God.
That would say... But then when some lad thinks he can read the stars...
To go anywhere in the world with pinpoint accuracy. With pinpoint accuracy.
Wow.
You know?
I'd say so.
Not even looking at the road signs. Yeah.
It's no wonder we're the superior race there, PJ.
So that means, right? That means there's at least one person listening to this show right now, right?
Yeah.
Who thinks he could navigate himself with no map or skills, right?
Yeah.
To any town, maybe in the centre of Russia. Get there, build a house from scratch, and when he's finished, win a table quiz on his own.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
One of the other traffic-related things that's been doing the rounds on the news front the last little while is the kind of waiting lists for driving tests.
Yeah,
The other way, there was like stories, whatever it was, there was an aspiration to get it under 10 weeks, and in some places it can be 20 weeks, 30 weeks. Depends on where.
People are waiting insane amounts of time.
Huge, months and months and months on end. Well, look, I tell you, there's a story. Now, it's not a direct connection, right? But there's a story going around today that could offer a solution. What if you were to do your driving test sort of online? What if you were to do it like a driving game?
Like a Mario Kart?
Yes.
Amazingly, obviously the option Jim has just given you is not available at all and never will be. But one weird piece of research says that if you people who play Mario Kart online or some such driving games like that, you know, they are they're actually better drivers in real life. Research shows young adults who play the likes of Mario Kart for more than 10 hours a week subsequently become safer drivers on the road as they're more alert to the hazards going on around them than those who don't play games. I honestly have to say, this sounds like the most ridiculously bogus thing I've ever... I do not believe it. I don't believe it.
So
researchers have said it. I don't believe it.
They're treating Mario Kart like the way you would treat a simulator.
A simulator,
like,
yeah.
Like somebody learning to fly a plane and going into a flight simulator.
This is ridiculous.
I'm not sure they take it as seriously when they play Mario Kart.
It is not transferable skills. Honestly. It's like turning up at your local football squad, your local football team.
Yeah.
Have you played a little? I play every day. Every day?
No way.
Yeah,
who'd you play with?
Real Madrid.
Real Madrid?
Real Madrid, yeah.
When did you play with them?
Yesterday. I won the World Cup with them and all yesterday as well. I know they don't even be in the World Cup, but they do on...
FIFA.
Yeah, FIFA. FIFA, no, it's not the new one. FIFA 23.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have the... Yeah.
Yeah, play a professional level now, not expert. But it'd be more than good enough for you, like you fat lads running around.
That is true, wasn't it? Trying to rock up to the army and go, listen, I want to join the Irish Rangers. Don't be ridiculous.
No,
they're elite force. Yeah, well, I'm...
So am I.
I'm absolutely incredible. Level 15 on Time Crisis.
Yeah, Call of Duty. I freed France 4 times from the Nazis.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not a transferable skill.
It isn't.
They are two completely different things.
Because, for example, you know, if somebody gets pulled over and a guard is saying to them, look, you're running into a lamppost.
Yeah, what about it?
Yeah.
Well, 1,000 points.
I thought there might be gold coins.
He had gold coins in it. What if I had it missing them? Be on the next one.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, cards? Jeepers, you don't know what
normally
to do.
The only thing that happens is a few lights and then you go on. Go back to the start.
And anyway, what are you talking about? Aren't you just supposed to pull me over and say, game over? And then we start again.
Wow. Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. It's ridiculous, isn't it? Like you said, if there is a simulation type system or a simulation type experience, I'm sure that can make you better and take risks. But they use it with flying all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like people literally learn to fly in simulators. You know, like they don't...
Yeah, but genuine. But I mean, you know, you always have Mario and Luigi shouting things at you.
Yeah, imagine being on a plane. Is there a doctor in the house? Is there a doctor? This man needs an immediate... an operation. You used to play operation as
all
a young
fella. Yeah, I've removed the funny bone more times than I can remember.
Take the bulb out of his nose in case it lights up.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
A quick question for you. Are you a hugger?
Yeah, are you a hugger?
And if you are a hugger, what type of a hugger are you?
This is it, isn't it? How long does a hug last before it's not a friendly hug anymore as well? That's the thing, isn't it?
Right, yeah. Well, that was always a, you know, hanging on a little bit too long is kind of like, oh.
Oh, jeepers.
Nowadays in particular.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
You're right there then. Okay. Woo, whenever you're ready. Oh, I'm done there now. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that's what they say. A hug between friends becomes an embrace after 7 seconds. The 7 seconds is apparently the golden number of the hug there.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
And is there something about the type of hug reveals your personality or something?
There most definitely is. If you hug for less than 3 seconds, you're quite a cold person. So one, two, three. I think that's quite a long hug.
I was just
going to
say, that's a long 3 seconds, that is.
That's a friend's hug. That's a very, like, you know, that's a normal hug, apparently, is the three. I don't know, there's a lot goes on there, right? That's a hug goes on this long. How are you, Jim?
All right. Good to see you. Okay.
That's a lot longer.
And I'm going to let go. There you go. You know, you'd be like, what's wrong with you?
Get off me.
Are you all right? What's after happening to you? Are you sick? And then that's the 7 seconds.
So three's normal. 3 is normal, 7's too long.
That doesn't work for me. I'll be honest with you. And there's also research, like you said, that if you're a sort of... You can tell how someone is by the way they like to hug, right? So if you're a dismissive hugger, so you know someone who puts one arm out and you don't even face them. It's like you're standing side by side with them and you pull your neck away. Do you ever do that? You pull your neck away as you pull them in and then you start tapping on.
In fact, you don't even pull them in. You just get your arm around enough to be able to pat them on the back.
Yeah, and you go, good to see you. Right, get away from me.
My dad used to do that with his grandchildren. All right. Thanks very much.
I know.
Go on now. Go back here.
What's your name again?
Go back to your parents.
Yeah. What's your name again? What did you do? And that's what they say. So it's your personality. Basically, the more you like to hug and the more open your hug is, the more, they say friendly person you are, but also the more open the person you are. So people who are likely to hug you face to face and for longer are more likely to want to hear what's going on in your life and share what's going on in their own life.
Yeah.
People to be avoided sometimes. Sometimes. Depends how well you know them.
A tendency among men in more recent years.
Yeah.
That it's more acceptable now to do that. You know that sort of bro hug thing they do where...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It starts with that hand clasp.
Yes.
And then it's kind of a shoulder-to-shoulder vibe.
Yeah, and then you put your male nipples together and then
you don't grow that far. Ah, no. You see, that's...
You take off your full shirt.
You have that thing where at least your fists are between you, so you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it doesn't get weird or anything.
And
you know
one
I mean?
Arm goes over the shoulder of the other arm.
Oh, whatever, you're patting the back there.
And you pull each other in, while still remaining far away from each other from the chest down.
You see, those kinds of ones, they're more sort of like shoulder pumps, you know what I mean? Okay, grand.
And did you know the tightness of the hug, it tells you how close people are as well.
Tightness?
Yes. So, like, some people...
How much you squeeze?
Some people are loose huggers. They do... Like, you know, it's seen as rude, like a handshake, right? So, you know the way, a good firm handshake.
Right.
Someone puts a wet fish. Apparently, a hug is exactly the same. It should be tight, but not too tight.
Ah, yeah.
And loose, but not too loose. There's a happy medium. So, you treat... When you're hugging someone, you should see them like a big hand and go up to them and hug them to the same degree that you would give a handshake.
Right.
And that's the appropriate
firm,
squeeze.
But not tight.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so don't do the thing that people do where you go over and you give a hug and they pull you and they go, hello, 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 hello.
Yeah, no, that's just, nobody wants that.
Oh, diddly, diddly, diddly. And wiggling the hair and everything.
That's not, what sort of a hugs do you have?
Business meetings.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
In the workplace, there's a lot of things you have to kind of, you know, you have to deal with. Actually, earlier on, we were talking about regrets or whatever. And, you know, one of the big regrets for some people is maybe they chose the wrong career or they didn't follow their passion or whatever. Anyway, you're in the workplace, it's all minefield of things that you have to be kind of careful of. And especially nowadays, there's all sorts of isms that could pop up when you least expect them.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, when you're applying for a job or... you should never, ever judge anyone, of course, by their, you know, where they're from or their sexuality or whether they be a man
religion,
or a woman or gender or anything.
Yeah, or race or anything like that.
Obviously, none of those things. But a new group has stepped in and says, come here. You can also be judged on something else that is a very much a belief system.
Yeah, and part of your community. Can be held against you and used against you.
Yeah, and football fans are now saying, come here. Scone, fair enough. And they've shared stories of discrimination in the workplace. One man says he was sitting in an interview and they were all chatting away. The interview went fantastic. And at the end, he stupidly says, great to have this finished. I feel good about the interview. I've gone off to watch the match. And they went, who do you support? He said, Leeds. They were like, he said he could feel the air go out of the room. He was like,
I said the wrong thing here now.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it was, well, listen, I think
it's... We have a lot of applicants here.
If you don't hear from us in an hour, you probably haven't got it. Let's just leave it at that.
Not just kind of in the workplace, you know, people ganging up and you're slagging you off for us, but actually not getting a job because of the team you support.
Genuinely, they're saying they're not getting jobs and it's being asked. They're saying, you know, you're not allowed to ask people certain things about their lives because it's irrelevant to the job in job interviews.
That's true.
But they are still saying, who do you support? And then what are you going to do? I mean, honestly, Jim, would you work for someone from Leeds? I know it's discrimination, but I'd struggle. Not from Leeds, but a supporter.
You'd be endorsing the idea that maybe...
I don't. I'm saying it's discrimination and all. But if you found
out through other channels?
I'm just saying, if you know, imagine you're walking by someone you think they're sound and all. And then all of a sudden you're like, what is it?
Oh, right.
Sport. Who supports sport? Why would you do that?
Right. So what you're saying is you think that it might actually be a genuine insight into somebody that, like, okay, even if you didn't hold it against them in terms of discrimination, actually question their level of intelligence.
Like, what's your motivation as a person? Yeah. Why would you do that?
Wow.
Yeah. Have you talked to anyone about it?
Do they point out anything else? I mean, is it literally not getting a job?
And things in the workplace where they throw away comments. Like, you know the way they say every day sort of discrimination happens. You know, like it's like a... And so someone would be given a task. And they'd say, better not throw that to Jerry. He's a Portsmouth fan. And they're like, excuse me?
The barbs. Regular barbs in the workplace.
Yeah, we need to achieve something today. Let's all not say anything to, Arsenal Derek in the corner there because, there's a fella who knows how to dodge an achievement.
We're trying to win a contract. It's not something Tony would be familiar with, obviously. You know, being an Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
But
I don't. Imagine. I mean, I see it.
Yeah, I can imagine
someone
happening.
Coming in and saying, there's no point in asking PJ to do something. He's a United fan. He's like 15 lazy people rolled into one that achieves nothing and in fact spectacularly manages to be worse every time you meet them. I'd be insulted.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.